Okay, let's get cracking. Today we are finishing off the 7th parak of Maseches Yom with Perek Zayin Mishnah Hey, and then we're going to start the 8th and final parak of Maseches Yom with Perek Ches Mishnah Aleph. Perek Zayin Mishnah is going to list the articles of clothing worn by the regular Kohanim and the additional 4 articles of clothing to make a total of 8 articles worn by the Kohen Gadol. It says the Mishnah Kohen Gadol Meshamish Bishmona Kalim, the Kohen Gadol would serve in the Beis HaMikdash wearing 8 articles of clothing, V'hehedut Barba, and the ordinary regular Kohen would serve in the Beis HaMikdash with 4 articles of clothing. What are the 4 articles worn by the regular Kohen? Bikutonet, Umichnasayim, Umitznefes, Ve'avnet. An ordinary Kohen would wear a long tunic, he would wear his pants, he would wear a turban, and he would wear a belt. Says the Mishnah, continues the Mishnah, Mosif alav Kohen Gadol, Choshen, Ve'efod, Umi'il, Ve'tzitz. What were the additional 4 articles worn by the Kohen Gadol? So he would wear, number 1, the choshen, the breastplate, which had the 12 stones on it, which representing the 12 of the shvatim of the tribes, used as the Urim Betumim to speak to Hashem and ask Hashem various questions. The ephod was the apron, the me'il is the robe that he would wear, and the tzitz is the headplate on which it would say Kodesh LaHashem, and it was held in place by strings tied behind his head. Now the Kohen Gadol had to wear the 8 garments not only when serving in the Beis HaMikdash, but also when fulfilling another function. This function involved, like we just said, the Urim V'Tumim, that there was a piece of parchment that was inserted in the fold of the Choshen, on which the name of Hashem was written. Through the Urim V'Tumim, Hashem would give answers to questions that were important for the Jewish people. And based on this, says the Mishnah, Be'elum Nishalin Be'urim V'tum, that when he was dressed in these articles, the Urim V'tumim could be consulted. So when the Urim V'tum was in place, leaders of the Jewish people could receive answers from Hashem to important questions that affected the nation. The questioner would face the Kohen Gadol, and the Kohen Gadol would face the Aron. After the questioner asked his question in a low voice, some of the letters engraved on the stones of the Choshen would protrude, and that's how they would answer the questions. With the help of the divine Ruach HaKodesh, the Kohen Gadol would arrange the protruding letters so that he would get the answers to the questions directly from Hashem. Finishing off the Mishnah, Ve'ein Nishalin Ela LaMelech LeBezdin Ulemi Shatzibar Tzarech Bo, and the Urim V'Tumim may only be consulted for a question from the king, from the great court, or from someone who needs this information for the public, such as the Kohen who led the people into battle. Continuing now with Perek Ches Mishnah Aleph, as we discuss the various halachos that apply specifically on Yom Kippur in all places, in all times, as opposed to the previous 7 prakim, which primarily described the avod of the service that would only take place in the time of the Beis HaMikdash. These halachos that we're going to learn now apply in all times and all places, no matter whether there's a Beis HaMikdash or not. Now the Torah tells us in Sefer Vayikra, Ve'anisem es nafshoseichem, that you shall afflict yourselves on Yom Kippur. This means that we are meant to afflict ourselves on Yom Kippur, meaning we need to cause ourselves some degree of physical distress, of physical uncomfortability, by refraining from certain pleasures. The Torah is going to mention this obligation 5 times in various places. Right, the Torah describes the obligation of afflicting yourself in Yom Kippur 5 different places, hinting that a person must deprive himself in 5 different areas on Yom Kippur, as described in our Mishnah. It says the Mishnah Yom Kippurim, also that on Yom Kippur it is forbidden to engage in any of the following five enjoyable activities. Ba'achila uvishtia, number 1, you can't eat and drink. Number 2, uvirechitza, you can't wash yourself on Yom Kippur. Uvesicha, you can't anoint yourself with oil. Uvenilas hasandla, you can't wear leather shoes. Uvetashmish hamita, and you're not allowed to have marital relations on Yom Kippur. As the Bartanura points out, although all of these five activities are forbidden, the punishment of kares, of getting cut off from the Jewish people, applies only to drinking and eating, as we're going to describe in the following Mishnah. Now, according to one Tana, the prohibitions against washing and wearing shoes in Yom Kippur have the following exceptions. It says the Mishnah of Ahamelech v'Hakala, Yerchatsu es Paneim, a king and a bride. A woman is considered a bride for the first 30 days of her marriage. And a king, as the Bartanura points out, must always present a handsome and dignified look to his nation. Therefore, it is important for a bride who is in the beginning of a relationship with her husband to appear beautiful to him at all times, just like a king has to appear nicely to his people as well. Continuing in the Mishnah, the Hechoya sinolas a sandal, and a woman who has just given birth may wear shoes, since the cold can be harmful for her. Divrei Rabbi Eliezer, that is the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer. The Chacham Osrim, the Chacham say, no, all these three people cannot, there are no exceptions that apply to them. And as the Bartanura points out, we in fact paskin like the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer, namely, that a king and a bride may in fact wash their faces on Yom Kippur, and a woman who's nursing, who just gave birth, she can wear leather shoes on Yom Kippur as well. Quick review, Perek Zayin, Mishneh Hey, taught us the 8 articles of clothing worn by the Kohen Gadol, the 4 articles of clothing worn by the regular Kohen, and then we said that when it comes to the Urim V'Tumim, using the Chosh and the breastplate to answer questions, so he can only do that when he's also dressed in his articles of clothing, and we only consult the Urim V'Tumim. The Mishnah taught us when it's a question from the king, from the great Beis Din, or from someone who needs an answer on behalf of the Tzibur, on behalf of the community. And then Perek Ches, Mishnah Aleph, taught us the five ways that a person is meant to afflict himself, to be uncomfortable on Yom Kippur. Again, you can't eat and drink, you can't wash yourself, you can't anoint yourself with oil, can't wear leather shoes, and you can't be involved in marital relations. Rabbi Eliezer was of the opinion that there are a few exceptions, that a king and a bride can wash their faces, a woman who just gave birth can wear shoes. The Chacham disagree, but the Bartanura points out that we pass like Rabbi Eliezer, we do have these exceptions on Yom Kippur. Have a great day.